Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Holy and righteous God, merciful Father, we confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you above all things, nor our neighbor as ourselves, and are worthy therefore to be cast away from your presence if you should judge us according to our sins. But you have promised, O Heavenly Father, to receive with tender mercy all repentant sinners who turn to you and with a living faith seek refuge in your fatherly compassion and in the merits of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Our transgressions you will not regard nor count them against us. Relying upon your promise, we confidently pray that you would be merciful and gracious to us and forgive us all our sins to the praise and glory of your holy name. Amen. On Sunday mornings, we like to have a confession of faith, and we'll share the Nicene Creed with you this morning. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who, for us and for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You can probably name someone very quickly if I were to ask you, who is it in your life who is always trying to get your attention? We have many people or groups who shout at us from the radio or TV, or who accost us by email or in pop-up ads on the internet. It is most often in their self-interest that we listen to them. Do you remember when your big brother or sister or maybe your mom or dad just brought you along on an errand because they liked you or maybe just wanted to show you the ropes when it comes to some kind of activity? We had a large group of followers who were Jesus' disciples. Out of this large group, he chose 70. And out of that group, he chose the 12, the ones we usually think of as being Jesus' disciples. But out of those 12, Jesus had an inner circle. Today's lesson has to deal with a very private time Jesus shared with those 3 followers of his. The central question in this lesson is this: who do we really need to be listening to? The big idea is God's own idea. Jesus is the one whom we should be listening to. This episode is found in Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and do not be afraid." When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, "Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead." Peter, James, and John knew Jesus. They had spent time with him before. This, however, is a very special time. They had never seen anything like this before. Remember the first time you saw something glowing in the dark, something like a watch face? Were you amazed and curious at the same time? That's the way it was for Peter, James, and John. What we call the transfiguration was beyond understanding. Jesus was not covered with radium dust or something like that, but he was obviously covered in light. And that wasn't all of it. Moses, the giver of the law, and Elijah, the prophet taken into heaven without death, are there with Jesus, and they are actually talking to Jesus. Moses and Elijah were identifiable, and the disciples of Jesus recognized them. Peter takes it on himself. He says to himself and then to Jesus, "We've got to remember this. Let's build a shrine so that we can know this is where it happened, and we can remember that it was Moses and Elijah." It is pretty interesting that Peter wants to remember the event, but he doesn't hear what the conversation was. Our Heavenly Father gets the attention of all 3 of these disciples. He says, "Listen up. Don't you know that there is substance in this conversation between Jesus and Moses and Elijah? It is just like it is with us. We get involved in events and forget exactly what goes on in the event. God says here, pay attention to listening. Not only that, God says, hear Jesus." Did you notice? That's when those disciples got afraid. It was when they were told to pay attention to the words of Jesus. Literally, when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. It is Jesus himself. Those disciples are listening now. It is Jesus himself who tells them that they do not need to be afraid. When they listen, everything is back to normal. No glowing Jesus, no Moses, no Elijah, just Jesus. And as they go down the hill, Jesus is explaining some things to those disciples. Jesus told them that there is a time for sharing the things they saw. That's pretty interesting in itself, because Jesus tells them to keep these things, these happenings to themselves until the right time. That time is coming soon, after his death and resurrection. Our problem today is very much like the disciples. When we are confronted by the Lord Jesus in life, we sometimes are just plain overwhelmed with Jesus wanting to be involved in our lives. But maybe the key is in the follow-up here. Sharing what the Lord has done for us at the right time with others may be what builds the spiritual life of a person who needs to know Jesus better. Are there things you need to share? Is there someone in your life that needs to hear about your time with Jesus? Have you got a story about Jesus in your life? Why not come to Zion and share your experience? We worship at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings in Silver Hill. As we end our time together, let us join in the prayer our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at historic Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104. We worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. with a traditional Lutheran service. Zion is located one block south of State Highway 104 near the historical Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Do you want additional information about our Lutheran fellowship? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. God bless you. Have a good day. Are you looking for a midweek Lenten worship experience? Please join us this Lent at 7 p.m. in Silver Hill at Zion Lutheran Church as we honor the Lord Jesus Christ with Lenten Vespers each Wednesday night through March 5th, and then Monday, Thursday, March 13th. Each Vespers service will be preceded by a light soup and sandwich supper at 6 p.m. in our fellowship hall. Please join us for fellowship and worship. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number.